Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 16th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Good morning. I am doing great this morning. I was going to podcast from the steps, but I thought that might insult you, so I decided not to.
I'm glad you did. We are here to talk about everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. Once again, not too much going on.
Nope. I was really surprised when I started watching the feeds yesterday, and pretty much all of the written updates were things like, not much is going on, house guests seem to be asleep, everyone's in separate rooms. So it was riveting.
Yeah, the updates are saying not much going on, and the house guests are saying not much going on.
Yeah, pretty much. I think for the first time, the house guests went to bed before me last night. So it's pretty good.
It happens. It's how it happens. So we're gonna talk through the day. It'll probably be a shorter update today, because I feel like we've talked a lot about the end game in previous updates, and I don't know if there's much more to say at the moment.
Not too much.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. JC started the day still mad at Tyler. Still mad about what happened in the double eviction. Can't believe you did this. We put us in this position. We have to win this veto. We have to use the veto. We have to vote Casey out. There's no other choice. If we don't do this, then we're in deep trouble.
Yes. Yeah, he really went through all of the comp wins that she's had, and he blames Tyler, of course, for him being on the block right now, which I'm kind of surprised considering everyone seems to know how close, you know, Tyler and Angela are. I don't know how Tyler is at all pretending that he wasn't involved with this decision.
Yeah. And so he feels like he needs to get. And of course, by we, JC means me. I'm in deep trouble.
Yeah.
if we don't do this. And he's also still mad about Angela's speech, saying that he has no blood on his hands and he'll have like a bunch of jury votes. He's like, no, I won't. First of all, I've been behind every single eviction. Second, Brett's going to be in that jury house letting Fessy know that I was never in a duo with him. Like, he's going to be so mad at me. You know, they're going to find out all of this stuff and they're not going to vote for me. So he's mad. He's very mad at Angela. Angela underestimating him.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tyler going on and on about, no, I've got blood on my hands too. I just feel like it shouldn't be convincing anyone. So I think JC is doing as best he can because, you know, we saw with Scotty coming back in during the double eviction. It seems like everyone doesn't want to believe that Tyler has complete control over the game because they like to pretend that Angela is controlling him. And yet they all know it's the smartest move to align with him and that that's pretty much all they can hope to do. Even though, I mean, at this point, what else? Yeah. What else are any of them going to do?
Yeah. So yeah, that's it's basically it. And it's interesting because JC is essentially doing the Paul strategy of jury management from last year, where he hasn't been particularly kind to anyone. He hasn't owned his game in the diary room. He's been pretending that he's essentially like, oh, I don't know what happened. What went on? And then it's actually, I think, working for him.
Like, yeah.
He's essentially doing what Paul tried to do, but successfully, where he feigns ignorance in the goodbye message. And then, so they're not mad at him initially. And so by the time they figure out that JC was involved, they're not as mad at him.
Yeah. And I also think that the issue with the you know, people keep talking about comparing it to what Paul did. The reason Paul failed is because everyone 100% knew that he was in charge, and it was so blatantly obvious, or blatantly, you know, a lie when he was pretending that he didn't know what was going on. He can't have it both ways. He can't pretend to control the game, or, you know, actually be controlling the game and everyone see that, and then pretend that he didn't know what was happening. In these cases, people, while they're inside the game, they're not 100% thinking that, oh, Tyler, JC, or any of these people are like the one person in charge. It's not like everyone knows that outright. So when they feign some ignorance, it doesn't come off as being just a huge scam.
Yeah. So there you go. It's JC's doing all right with the jury management, despite following in Paul's footsteps. JC does say that first of all, Tyler, you got to work Angela. You got to do some Caitlin stuff to Angela, because you got to make sure she does not put you up on the block if we use the veto. So that you work on Angela, okay, Tyler? I was like, okay, yeah, I got it.
Again, Tyler having it literally in one conversation, he says both things. He says that it wasn't his fault that JC got put on the block because it was Angela's decision. And then he says, don't worry, though. I can make sure that she doesn't put up whoever in the future. Like, which one is it?
It's both. JC does say that he feels better. He felt better when Tyler said that that he made the move in the double eviction because he was jealous of Brett. He says, that made me feel better. And Tyler says, well, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, yeah. But Tyler using his read on people's emotions well.
Yes.
Which we've seen.
Tyler's going to talk to Casey about how, you know, what an effective duo they are. Nobody sees them together. Angela probably thinks they're both going to take her to the end, but joke's on her. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And, you know, also, I know that people have been talking a lot about jury management and how this all works, but okay. So people talk about jury management and social game sort of in the same realm a lot of times, but I really want to figure out here, because from my perspective, if you, and from my experience playing online reality games, so let's see if this translates, I want to know if having a social game and having good jury management can be mutually exclusive things, because I think everyone's talking about them as the same, and like, if you are friends with everyone in the game and you have great social game and everyone loves you, typically that is what creates more bitter juries, though, because people are blindsided or they really think you had their back. And then when you voted them out, you get accused of having bad jury management. Where you weren't super close with them in the game and voted them out, they're like, oh, well, it was a game move. We didn't like each other inside the game, so I guess it was fine. So that's what I want to figure out. Like, which one does Tyler have, if any? And, you know, the other people as well, like Casey and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, like, people can often point to things. I think there are very few things that you can do with quote unquote jury management that are definitive, like this is a good thing or this is a bad thing, because you know, people are like, oh, it's so bad of Tyler to or of Casey or of Angela to like not tell people, to blindside them, but like that's what Derek did all season long, that's what Andy did all season long, and they won convincingly. It's bad. You know, I saw somebody saying on Twitter, like, you know, Tyler talking to Casey about taking her to the final two, like, and all of these final twos. And like, if he ends up betraying these things, then he's just digging his own grave in terms of jury management. But other people have done that before. Like Andy got really questioned in the jury by hey, you talked about never betraying us, and how like if we did betray you, you would never vote for us in the final two. And then you did that. Like, isn't that hypocritical? Like, you'd think that is a cardinal sin in terms of jury management. And Andy literally just said, well, yeah, of course I said that, I was lying. And they were like, huh. You're right, Andy. We're going to vote for you.
The reason I bring it up is just because this is something we see in shows like Survivor all the time, where you have especially like the motherly figure has a great social game. Everyone loves them. And then no one respects them at the end of the game because they feel bad that they got voted out by that person. And so I was just wondering if, you know, if someone like Casey or Tyler, who we're saying has good social game, could end up in that same situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's potentially true. I think it really depends, because a lot of people talk about, like, they vote for the person they like more. I've always sort of railed against that point and said, I don't think that's true. I think it's the person they respect more. And, you know, liking someone has a lot to do with respecting them, but it's not all of it, because you can like someone a lot, but if you don't respect them and they betray you, then you're not going to vote for them. But if you like somebody and you respect them and they betray you, then you feel like, well, I'm proud of you. You know what I mean? Instead of, I can't believe you would do this to me, you thing. You know,
yeah, the problem here is that the entire jury is made up of extremely emotional people, some of which didn't even really care about playing the game or winning the game. So I don't think they're going to accept, oh yeah, of course I lied, it was a game move, as like a winning strategy. These people who weren't even playing the game themselves.
Right. Which I agree. Like, cause I mean, if you think about it, if you think about Tyler versus Casey, Casey has a good relationship with Haley, and that's basically it on the jury. She had bad relationships with everyone else. Tyler had a good relationship with, Casey did have a good relationship with Bailey as well, but that kind of soured. Tyler had a good relationship with Bailey that also soured. Tyler had a good relationship with Fessy, Scotty, and Brett. And Will with JC and Sam. So Tyler will have the vast majority of, like, you know, Tyler's social game was like better in terms of Tyler's social game is better in the sense that people gravitated toward him. They made alliances with him. They liked him a lot. He has closer relationships with every member of the jury. However, to your point, they might feel more betrayed because of those social relationships. So it's, in fact, having a better social game is potentially a detriment to him. It's just a matter of how much they respect him. And I think maybe Tyler's issue, if he loses to Casey, is that nobody ever did respect him for a long time, and he's not able to turn that around.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, and that's if he goes to the end with Casey. If he goes to the end with Angela, I could easily see people not respecting him because they're going to view it as she dragged him to the end, or he was unable to cut his showmance. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
We will.
Anyway, sorry. I felt like there wasn't a whole lot of meat in the episode last night, so I just want to talk about something else.
Well, no, I do feel like it's a good point because I think the difference, because I think people are pointing to the wrong thing. If Tyler ends up losing to Casey in the final two, I think that they're looking at, like, well, all of these final twos and he's betraying people and his speeches and all of this stuff. I don't think it will have anything to do with that. I think it's just a matter of, I think the difference between Tyler and Andy, who did it so well in the jury, is, first of all, Andy took Gina Marie or had Gina Marie taken. The other difference is that Andy had the respect of his peers. Right. You know, people really respected what Andy was doing. Nobody has respected what Tyler has been doing so far because they don't really know what he's been doing so far. And he hasn't been good at explaining it up until this point. And I think that will be the reason he loses to a quote unquote bitter jury if Casey ends up beating him. But I'm not even sure that that is necessarily what's going to happen. So interesting
and
to think about.
Based on the comp wins, you know, it might not even be Tyler's decision anyway. It's, you know, probably going to be Casey's decision who she wants to bring to the end.
Potentially. I mean, I think he should be doing everything he can to take Casey out at Final Four. I don't care what kind of loyalties you have. You are taking that shot at Final Four. Angela should be evicting Casey over JC. JC should be evicting Casey over Angela. And Tyler should be leaving the vote in Angela's hands to make sure, assuming he is HOH, or if he isn't, if he wins the veto, he needs to take that shot at Casey if he can.
Well, it would definitely be the smarter thing, so we'll see.
It would be, which means I don't expect him to do it.
Yeah.
Because, man, you cannot let Casey get to the final three. I, like I said, I do think that Tyler might be able to beat Casey, but not really if Casey is able to win her way to the end. I mean, like, even like, I think that Tyler can beat Casey in any circumstance, but I think the more competitions she wins, the more likely it is that he can't. And I think there's a large chance that he can't. And if Casey wins at Final Five, she wins at Final Four, she wins at Final Three, and she says, I am one of the most winningest house guests of all time, and I just won my way to the end. That's a decent case to make.
Yeah. And we saw Paris also in BB Canada 6 do a great job of insisting, like, being the person who took themselves to the end as opposed to got taken to the end can also have sway with the jury, especially one who's looking for any reason not to vote for someone else.
Yeah. So interesting stuff to think about. Casey does think that Angela will take Tyler to the end, which is of course true, but Tyler's like, no, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So we do have this veto competition, and it's some kind of maze. There was an overhead shot of it. I don't know how people got this photo, but it's a big maze in the backyard. And Casey is going to win her fourth veto of the season in 4 weeks. She just missed the double eviction one.
Yeah. Woo. And I think that leaves, they were saying, each of the three members of Level 6 have now won 6 competitions apiece. Something, it's close to that.
I think Casey has won 4 vetoes and 1 HOH. So,
and the hacker
competition, yeah. Right? Yeah.
There you go. So she at least has 6 now.
Yeah. Angela has 3 HOHs and, 1, 2 vetoes. So maybe she has 5 wins.
I was going off of what the house guests were saying, but who knows if their math is correct.
I'm trying to, where's Angela's 6th? I'm pretty sure they're right. Cause I remember hearing that too. But I can't find her 6th competition. Yeah, everyone's saying 6 each, but I only see 2 vetoes, 3 HOH wins.
Oh, the one at the beginning. They're saying the one at the first comp in the first episode.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. I think it counts just as much as the hacker one.
It wasn't that competition, just like luck of the draw, essentially.
Yeah, it was pretty much who was the first, especially in hers, because she was in the search through the junk basement place. So.
Regardless,
they have way more comp wins than anyone else left in this game. So,
yeah, they do mention they have won the last 10 competitions, Angela, Casey, and Tyler. And if you expand that to Level 6, they've won the last 11 because Brett won the veto before.
Yeah. But. Yeah, at this point, I don't know if any of them, if they make it to the end, are really going to be make the I won a lot of competitions argument. It's like, oh, you won 7 to my 6. Good job. You know, they've all won a ton.
Yes. Just looking at the wins here, it's Angela, Casey, Tyler, Casey, 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 Tyler, Angela, Angela, Casey.
Yeah. And they finish this medieval themed maze competition, and everybody is just hacking up a storm for the entire rest of the night. It was a pleasure to listen to.
Yeah.
It seems like there was smoke or something, some kind of smoke machine. Yeah,
they're like worried they got sick from it. They're like genuinely worried. They're all coughing. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Lots of competition wins here. Casey is gonna, all Casey needs to do is win the Final Four veto, and she will tie the veto record in a single season. So she's close.
Which is, hey, that's something I feel like if she's got, If the worst thing you could say about her was that she had a naturally decent social game and won a lot of competitions, you know, at the end, then I think she's an above average participant of Big Brother.
Yeah. So there you go. Doing very well in the competitions. Tyler says, what happened to the Casey that came last and everything? That's the one I wanted to take to the final two.
Yeah. Oh, well, that I think that's probably her. She may have crossed the line between thinking I might as well try to win myself to the end as opposed to being a weak player who Tyler wants to take. It's probably six of one, half dozen of the other at this point.
Mm. Casey says, I just wasn't playing in vetoes at the start of the season. That's the only problem. JC talks to Casey. They celebrate. They've made the final four, essentially. Well, Casey has, but JC should, as long as nobody betrays him. And they're proud that, you know, if that is the case, half of the house guests left in the house will be LGBT.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Celebrating. They also hope it will be a shorter week this week, so that Sam doesn't have to suffer and they don't have to suffer Sam.
Yeah, Sam is, while she's not tearing doors off hinges and stopping mud holes, she is very mopey and moody and lots of talking to herself, lots of talking to the cameras. And like I said earlier, lots of sitting on the steps, which is really, really annoying Angela, like to no end.
Yeah. JC's going to still talk to Tyler again. He's still super pissed. Now he's especially pissed because now he can't get Casey out. And he feels like now that they can't get Casey out, he recognizes that he's a goner.
Yeah, yeah. He's unlike, since he has pretty much zero ability to win any of these competitions, he pretty much knows he's in fourth place now. And I'm not 100% sure why he isn't using that as some sort of bigger selling point to everyone else of like, hey, you guys are all great at competition, so take me because I clearly can't win anything. I mean, it really ups pretty much anyone else's chances of winning the final three if they brought him there.
Yeah, and that's why I think they should be everyone should be taking the shot at Casey if they can. I mean, granted, they should be taking the shot. Really, actually, like thinking about it, you know, we're talking about Casey potentially being able to beat Tyler in the end. But if you're Angela or JC at the final four and you're thinking in terms of who's the easiest to beat between Tyler and Casey, and you are self-interested and you're not loyal to Tyler like they all are, who do you actually pick there? Because I actually feel like you probably would want to take Tyler out. And I feel like Casey would be easier to beat in the end if I'm JC or Angela than Tyler. But I could be wrong.
I don't think for emotional reasons Angela would do that. And in terms of, I mean, sort of same thing with JC. I think that the main thing is that they both, Angela and JC, both think that Tyler is dumb. And I don't know if they think that he's going to really have a way with words with the jury. A lot of it seems emotional. I mean, look, you can't sometimes logic these things. Everyone wanted to take Paul to the end last time, so you know.
Right. Just looking at it from a bird's eye view here. I feel like for so long it's been you have to take out Tyler, you have to take out Tyler. Might be in their best interest to take out Casey at this point, although that's just jury wise. And even then, because, you know, if you take out Tyler, then you have a better shot at making it to the final two. Although even then, I don't know.
It also depends on what your personal argument's going to be at the end, because a lot of times it can help if you just pick the person to bring with you who you have the most different story from, so that you can at least hope to, you know, not, I don't know, if you think, oh, me and Casey played similarly, if you're Angela, but you know, everyone likes Casey more, then don't take her. If you think that you have a really good argument for why you play differently than Tyler, then maybe you do that. I think it just depends on, because we don't know 100% yet what all these people, you know, what their arguments are going to be.
Yeah. So you know, people are very convinced. Patrick in the chat says Casey needs to go or she wins, period. I wouldn't be so confident. I mean, I think she has a good chance, a good shot. I think she should be the one you take a shot at, especially if you're Tyler. But juries are very, very unpredictable. You know, the last two seasons, it was decided by one vote. Last season, it was decided by one vote that changed his mind, or could have changed his mind, during the live questioning. So, you know, these things, they go all over the place. You never really know for sure, which way they're going to go. And, you know, even as recently as Big Brother Canada 6, I did the exit interviews for the jury, and I asked them to rank in order the people they were most likely to vote for to least likely to vote for. And you know what they did? Almost all of them flipped their answers completely around by the time they voted in the final two.
They just didn't like you. They were just lying to you.
Well, that's the thing, because it's like, we can, like, you know, all we have to go off of is their exit interviews. But even then, it's not a given at all. Not even close. So, you know, it's just, you know, we shouldn't be acting like, I do think that Tyler should definitely take Angela over Casey, but we shouldn't be acting like Casey has this sewn up, or Tyler has this sewn up, or even that Angela can't win. I still think Angela can win.
Yeah. Oh, I think that the biggest disagreement I think I have with you is that you think that if Tyler takes Angela to the end, he automatically wins. I don't think that's true. Yeah, because a lot of people are saying, you know, oh, don't cut your showmance. It's actually smart to take her to the end. I think if he takes her to the end, I think there's a good number of people who are going to view it as, wow, she tricked him so much that, you know, she got him to fall in love with her and she made all the big moves and she dragged him to the end. I think that's, you know, now will they reward that? I don't know. But I think that is going to be, you know, some people's perception. Mostly we just need to see what the jury is really thinking at the time, and also what the members of Level 6 and or, you know, Sam and JC, what they bring to the jury. And I think that's probably going to maybe flip some things around, because we don't know exactly what Brett said or if they're believing what Brett said. So,
well, I mean, I do think it's interesting that, like, I think if Tyler does take Angela, that he could either win because the jury is rewarding his better gameplay, or he could lose because the jury thinks that Angela has better gameplay, or he could win because the jury is bitter because they think that Angela had the better gameplay, but they're bitter at her, and so they're giving Tyler the win. Like, he could win on a bitter jury, thinking, again, well, we've talked about this before, but it's a lot more real now, where, like, legitimately the jury is like, Angela, you played an amazing game, but we hate you and we like Tyler better. So we're just going to give it to Tyler, even though he's a dumb surfer bro. Totally possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that the thing that I don't think we're going to get is I don't think we're going to get the jury having some big eureka moment where they realize Tyler has been masterminding this game the whole time. You know, I just don't think that's going to necessarily happen, either at the, you know, during the speeches or throughout the jury process, because I don't think that anyone who's being sent to the jury even necessarily realizes that. And I'm not sure Tyler can articulate that well at the very end if he's not doing that in his goodbye messages.
All right. Well, anyway, JC's still mad. 70% chance he's going home at Final Four, which is probably true, even though Tyler should be taking a shot at Casey. And it's all because of Tyler's mistake. So it's not happy. Tyler talks to Angela and tells her about how JC is mad at him. Please don't leave me alone with him. He's just mad at me and he wants to yell at me. And he says, yeah, you know, because he's been under the impression that we've been, like, working together this whole game and, like, taking a shot at both sides and keeping the numbers even and all that stuff. And Angela's like, wait, what? Oh, no, you know, I've told you about this. Wait, what? So JC, like, thinks you have a final two? Like, you've been working together this whole season? I was like, yeah, you know, we've talked about it.
I would just love Tyler to be like, yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone thinks I have a final two with them, but don't worry, it's really with you. I promise.
Yeah, I thought he was just, like, in love with you and told you everything. And Tyler's like, you know, he's in love with me, but I'm in love with you, Angela.
And I don't just say that.
Yeah, that was a funny conversation.
It was pretty good. Lots of that going on last night.
Yeah. That's really
people
all
are
got,
really
though.
they're spilling elements of their game. You know, people are finding out stuff they didn't know the whole time, and I'm not sure if it. I think they're just at this point where they. I don't know if they're getting sloppy or if they're just having fun revealing things, but probably some of both.
Yeah, I think that you know, between what Brett tells the jury and then when Sam goes home, what she tells the jury, you know, she could reveal that Tyler's a super fan, that he had the power, that she knew about that, and like oh wow, so Tyler had a final two with Sam, Andy had a final two with Brett, and then if JC goes into the jury and he's like, I was working, me and Tyler masterminded every single eviction, you know, they. Their perception of Tyler, for better or worse, I think will start to change. But it will be interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah, it just really depends what they believe, because we've seen, you know, Tyler tell certain things to JC all season and JC still doesn't believe him, you know, like when he was talking about how Caitlin wasn't controlling him and stuff like that. So it just really depends on what they do and don't believe. A lot of people in the chat are saying, oh, it's going to be fine because Tyler's going to get to the end and say that, you know, he was a super fan all along, and they're going to be like, whoosh, got it. Wow, he's really smart. It depends whether or not they believe him and whether or not they trust that, because people in this game have also thought that if you watch the last three seasons, you were a super fan. So not sure how much, you know, water that holds. It's hard to tell. I think it's hard. It's hard sometimes to have a perception of someone the entire season and then change it in an instant, unless they like completely, you know, convince you. And just based on the way the jury questioning goes nowadays, they're not going to have that much time to convince them.
Yeah. I think at this point, Tyler should be prepping people who are leaving to advocate for him in the jury. I think Sam, especially, he should. I think she is the perfect person to let her know they're voting you out. Here's what you need to tell the jury about me. This should be a conversation that Tyler has with her. I think it's a big mistake if he doesn't, because it's the perfect opportunity, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tyler should be having similar-ish conversations with whoever is going home at any point. The thing is that some of the people, like Brett especially, you know, people going to the jury, I don't know that Brett is going to just say, oh yeah, here's what Tyler knew the whole time. He's probably going to spin it as, here's what me and Tyler knew, and especially me, mostly me, I was in charge. It kind of depends on like what people's own egos are saying. And but yeah, Sam is someone who is more of a piece of Tyler's that will probably just say whatever, you know, whatever he tells her, because I don't think she has, you know, ego in this game. It just depends.
Yeah. And
I don't want to overestimate or underestimate the jury. I'm just trying to think about it from what we've seen so far. And what we haven't seen so far is them thinking about this really as like, oh, it's a game, it's fine, respect better gameplay. We've seen them be emotional, and they may not, you know, weeks in the jury, they may have changed their mind. We just don't know.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that, you know, when Brett is talking about like Casey, or when they're thinking about Casey in the game, they think that Casey has both, like they think that Angela will take Casey, not Tyler. But Sam can help correct that image for Tyler if he, you know, works it. Right. Granted, you know, you never know what Sam will end up saying, but he should be trying to prep her at the very least. Prepping people before they go to the jury is incredibly valuable. We've seen that to be true with season 18. Nicole prepped Corey before going to jury, with Big Brother Canada 6 when Paris prepped Maddie. It's very, very effective. So, you know. We'll see. We'll see if it happens. But that's all we got for you today. Not much else going on. Tomorrow will be the last full day of feeds, I believe, before they cut on Tuesday for the early eviction. And then we will have a roundtable Tuesday night to update the stock watch and do some more jury predictions. We're going to let you guys in the forum try to predict how each jury member is going to vote. It's going to be
good
wrong.
Good luck with that.
So far, despite the comments about Casey beating Tyler, most of the audience are predicting that that Tyler has more votes than Casey currently in the jury. But we'll see if that changes this week. And then Wednesday night, we'll talk the Wednesday night episode, the eviction, where we'll see likely Sam go home. And then Thursday night, we will be live, of course. And I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feed. So, all right. So that's what we got for you.
Yeah. Not much going on.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Mary is at Frail Mary. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
Yeah.